Outside was hot, but inside I was full. The eyes of the young met the eyes of the old.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived in Philadelphia. Local time is 3:05 p.m. and the temperature is 67 degrees. At this time, you are now free to use your cellular devices.
You know that feeling when you get to turn your phone on after the plane lands? You can have that feeling every time you drive. Make sure your cell phone is stowed away whenever you are behind the wheel.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Yes, safe driving. Stay safe out there. But if you listen to J-Files, I mean, I guess you can pull to the side and turn me on, you know. Turn me up, D.C. Turn me up, Maryland. Turn me up, Virginia. Yo, what's up? We back with another J-Files New Music Friday. And that was on time, too. Exactly. So we back with another J-Files New Music Friday. We got a lot of new music, and I'm looking at this list. I have a lot of newer artists too, but I want to specifically get a shout out to one special new artist, to the artist Lils, who is also my cousin, who just did an opening act, just was an opening act for, I'm losing the name. She was just an opening act this past weekend in Portland, and so I'm so happy for her. Lils, you did your big one. I see the clips go, and just continue to do great. I'm so proud of you. So yeah, back to the scheduled programming. I have a lot of new music and a lot of new artists, and I'm very excited to hear Ellie. That's the name I was trying to find. She opened for Ellie. Anyways, now we gonna get into the new music. Y'all excited? Y'all excited? Hold on. Y'all ain't turning me up. I'm gonna get the. Thank you, audio sound. And so we gonna get right into it. This is the New Music Friday with Jay Freezy for the J Files with WMUC Radio Station 90.5 FM and digital. Let's get into it.
Show you how to stand up better than your top 10. I know you a fan now. I'ma make them stand up. Show you how to stand up. Stand up. I know I'm too sexy to go home. Don't sleep, baby. You don't wanna miss the show. Put me in the hall of fame. The city know my name. Put me in the hall of fame. Runway, till I clear the streetcars. Bit of 42, it turned me to a
sweetheart. Cold world, but I'm hot in this leotard. Let's be nameless, let's be shameless. I know I'm too sexy to go home. I don't wanna go home. Won't sleep, baby. You don't wanna miss the show. Put me in a highway. Sitting on my name. Put me in a highway. Sitting on my name. Better than your top 10. I know you a fan now. I'm gonna make them stand up. Show you how to stand up. Better than your top 10. I know you a fan now. I'm gonna make them stand up. Show you how to stand up. Stand up. Show you how to stand up.
Let's keep it classy, but make it nasty. Let's chew the face back up. looking sharp like switchblade. Hand all on my thigh while we switch lanes. Shining next to you, all respect. BB on my wrist, got no restraint. It's like that dripping, drip down water. Like bush, watch it rain down water. Too good. You do it like I knew you would. I like when you.
Yes, and that was Rain On Me by India Sean. Then before that was Coming Of Age by Met. And then the first song was, yeah, Popping Out Tonight, Cherry with Hall of Fame. All right, so recently, Olivia Rodrigo has deleted everything off her Instagram. All her photos, all of her pictures. And so recently, like, people have been speculating she was going to put out an album. But now it has been confirmed, along with the photos taken down, along with the color scheme and everything. Olivia Rodrigo has finally teased her album coming out. You Seem Pretty Sad for a Girl So In Love. Dang, a mouthful. But it's okay. Because I'm very excited. It sounds like she's in her Lover Girl era, and you know she's been making sad songs since the beginning of her career, and so you know I'm very excited for her. I wonder if the hype is still up, because it's been a while since I think she put out. She put out Sour. I remember 2021, me and my friend Ariel, shout out to Ariel, we was arguing because we were doing a debate between Sour, Olivia Rodrigo and Sabrina Carpenter and that whole debacle. But anyways, that was 2021. Then Guts came out my senior year with 2023. So I guess she right on time, because it's 2026 and she's putting out an album. So I'm very excited. Guts was probably my favorite. It's probably my favorite from the two, between Sour and Guts. because Sour, it was very of that time. During that time, everyone was listening. Everybody was streaming. Everybody was team Sabrina, team Olivia, or team Weirdo with Josh. Forgot his name. Bassett, think. So, yeah, but it was just like she was like, you know, the whole drama definitely hyped the album up, but it had great ballads, great songs, but Guts really honed in on the sound and the production wise, and I was very pleased with Guts. I feel like it didn't get its due flowers, but Guts was a fun project, so I'm excited to see what she got going on for this new one. And is she gonna be putting out some lover boy music? God knows I need it. God knows I need it. It's okay though. It's okay, because you know what? I love myself. Amen. Amen. And it's Easter too. Come on now. Anyways, we're going to get back to the music, all right? I still got some new music from new artists, so I'm very excited. So this next song is going to be by my girl Arlo Parks. I've loved her her music, and she's like a newer artist. Listen to her album, and it's alternative banger, I can't lie. So continue to listen with me to new artists this from this week and new music from this week. I've rearranged it. Anyways, new music from this week from new artists on the J Files New Music Friday on WMUC 90.5 FM and digital. Stay tuned, chat.
Love you.
All right, and that was Dangerous Lover by Sekou, my new favorite. Sorry, I'm about to collect these baritones like it's like I got some Infinity Stones real quick, chat. I got Sekou, I got Giveon, I got Osa. I feel like there's another one I got. Odell, is Odell? Yeah, Odell kind of like, he kind of like a lower tenor. Anyways, then before that was Peach PRC, a new pop artist I'm getting hip to. I love this song, so I'm gonna listen to the album later, with Hold It For Her, and then Arlo Parks by with her song Jetta, with her new album Ambiguous Desire. The Brits are taking it. The Brits, the Aussies, because Arlo Parks is British. Peach PRC is Australian, and Sekou is also English. So the British are taking over. I said this for the past Fridays. The Brits are taking over. The British are coming. The British are coming. Dang. I'm gonna get a cricket sound. Anyways. So recently, Billboard, as most know, they have a specific ceremony to celebrate women in music. And so there's a bunch of different categories of like rising star, different types of categories. I took a screenshot. Like rising star, hit maker, visionary, icon. And so we have people that are grabbing those awards like Mariah the Scientist, Teyon Taylor, Leve, Kehlani. But recently, we were just revealed that the women of the year is going to be Huntrix from K-Pop Demon Hunters. And so it's no denying that they had a big year last year and this beginning of the year with Oscar and Grammy season. But it was definitely a feat. I love the movie. The movie was really good. But we're going up. Cut it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. But again, they deserved it. They deserve all the awards in terms of popularity. I think they really took it this year. So I can't lie. But I'm especially excited for Kehlani, y'all know. Cause Kehlani is coming out with a new album. Did I forget to say this last week? I think I forgot to say this. Kehlani is coming out with a new album. I'm so excited. I'm so upset because I'm trying to get the vinyl with her signed signature on it because I'm just that excited. I think it's going to be that great. So that's it. Well, for now, because we got to get into the hot topics. So I'm going to let you wait for that one. Be still on the ball, though, because we got some more new music coming along because this is the what? This is the what? The J-Files New Music Friday on WMUC radio station 90.5 FM and digital. Let's get into it, chat.
Like a dog.
You didn't mean to make me cry. Shine. no pressure. It's you and I. Silent time, my lasers give you pleasure. Strip you down, skin and soul. I'll take it, babe. I'll never leave you to think that I'll find better. In disguise and on my knees through these pointless conversations. Skip over the part where we go friends to relations. You got what I need in every way, in no debate. Putting far away from being complicated. So can we make it simple?
And that was a song, that was S-I-M-P-L-E, Simple, by the artist. Then before that was Auntie Mary, Mary J. Blige with Want Love. And then Reputation by Raven Lanae and Dominic Fike. I really enjoyed that Mary song. I'm over here talking to myself, but I surely did enjoy that Mary song. I'm not the biggest fan of Mary's voice, even though I do like Just Fun. But I really did enjoy that Mary J. Blige song. And I enjoyed that, this is proof that I don't put all the songs that I just like. I'm playing songs to diversify my palette personally and y'all's. Anyways, but I really enjoyed that Simple by the artist, because she also put out a new album, D&D. So I'm gonna really check that out, because I really enjoyed that. And then, you know, Raven Lanae always do her big one. So, yeah. All right. Dang, it's time to get down to the nitty gritty. All right, what time is it? It's time for lunch. What time is it? No, it's time for the hot. Oh, wait, no, I put on the wrong thing. Hold on, it's time for the hot takes. Oh, yeah, hot and ready and on time. All right, so. Recently, there was a TikTok, or there was an interview with Pink Panthers, as she touched on the topic of like art, on like how the internet has shaped the music industry currently, and how people intake and listen to music now. And so I'm gonna play a little clip for you just to listen for a little bit.
People now expect music to enter their radar is not from them finding it first, but from them finding it with everybody else. In simple terms, it means anybody, big or small, can drop a song. 4 years ago, it would be like, oh my God, they dropped a song, everyone, like, we've got to go listen to it. But now it's like, okay, they dropped a song. We don't really care unless it goes viral and blows up.
What?
So, yeah. So she hit on a lot of points about that, and so I want y'all to think. I'm going to get a phone in option one day. I'm going to, because I want to talk to y'all so bad. Anyways, she touched on a lot of points about how internet has definitely reshaped the way we consume music. It's both good and bad, really, I say. Because from as a communication / marketing, wannabe marketing and career, the internet has been a very useful tool when promoting artists using TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, for promotion and seeking to find new artists. That's what I use sometimes. I use TikTok to find me some new artists. I use TikTok to find me some what pop culture is going on. And so I think this is the things that internet has kind of given us, which is a good thing. But to Pink Panthers' point, in which how we consume music is definitely in jeopardy. When we, like, you know, for an example, every 2 months, actually, every, I don't give it longer, every like 4 months. Nah, that's long. Every 2 months, we have a new rap girly. You know, it was first Bunna B, then it was YK Niece, and then now it's Trim. And so, and then of course all of them came together. What else? Who? It was Trim, Bunna B, and just another. Y'all know, the people in the streets know. Anyways, and so, but it's a constant of like, oh, what's catchy, what's eye-catching, what's meant to, and that's kind of like what she's kind of talking about, like how music is now based on how catchy, how much listens and how much is my friend listening to it, and if it's worthy because my friend is listening to it. And so that's kind of like, that puts things in jeopardy, because she was saying like, back in the day, people used to yearn and wait for artists to come out with new albums. And so then now we wait till people come out with new songs and then want to, like, you know, kind of bandwagon. And so I'm trying to say, because I see the point and I see it, but it's not, because I think, quite frankly, if I'm being honest, I feel like we should, it has nothing, it has a little bit to do with this conversation, but I think we should get rid of streaming in general, because it's taking away, because streams are taking notifications, is streams are fixated on who is popular, who everybody is listening to, who is getting the most acknowledgement. It's not based on quality of art. It's getting based on who has the fastest access. And so I think the internet is a great way to kind of combat that a little bit, because we need new music. Today, we need new music. For the industry to grow, we need new artists. We need new sounds, because we're kind of, I feel like we're lacking, or we're lacking in terms of notoriety. Let's go. So when they say like, oh, we're waiting, we're looking for something that's ear catching, that's poppy, that's been the whole advertising game in the beginning. Music has been losing its creativity, has been losing its what's it called, track. But I won't say it's because of this new music, it's new artists, new environment. Nah, it's been this entire it's been since the beginning of music. Maybe not in the beginning of time of music, but it's been, when music became a business and profitable, that's when it became, oh, I'm trying to please the masses. Point blank, period. So yeah, I can, that's where the terms of industry plant comes in. J-Lo getting, basically just having artists come in and just make money. That's it. You have artists and girl groups, which you're going to talk about next week, because I got a special guest for that. But we have girl groups like we have Cat's Eye, who are making music clearly for the shock factor and trying to make people react, not based on the quality of work or who they are, just for the masses. And so then now, like with rap is kind of like, you know, it's a hard subject, because rap is a cultural thing. Same thing kind of with country. Rap is a cultural thing, even though black people invented country, but we ain't gonna get into that right now. Hip-hop is a cultural thing because we, that's how we show expression, through rhymes and rhythms and music. And so when I see, so like, you know, when we were talking like, oh, rappers don't talk about anything new these days. Rappers don't do nothing these days. I'm going on a tangent, but just hear me out. Connect the lines. People are like, oh, they're just making TikTok music. No, that's what you're just accessing to you. People ain't going to play deep rap on TikTok, because TikTok is about the fast pace, move. When you're looking for in-depth artistry, you're not going to find places that are fast paced. You're going to find it either where people actually care about the music itself, or just have to find it on your own, or track artists like that. again, I use rappers right now as a prime example. Like, we have artists doing like Jersey beats, Philly beats, that are hyped with, like, you know, what's called, I forget what it's called, but the type of dance that they do in Jersey and Philly, that's what catches the eye. It catches the ear. Because I didn't want to only stay on female rap, because it also happens in male rap. It also happens in pop. It also happens in R&B. But that's for people that aren't interested in sitting down and consuming music like it's always had, was supposed to be. And so I go into that, like, you know, with you're searching in the wrong places to find good music. Good music is out there. I promise you, good music is out here, thriving, living. It's because you're so consumed with the nostalgia and wanting it to be like the old days, which is fine, but you're going to only set yourself up for more failure if you just keep searching for music that was back then. Because back then was fun and great, and I love it. And you can always go back. But guess what? We in the future, and then you're just gonna still be harboring on and just going to ruin experience for yourself every time. So going to, like, again, with the advertising thing, it's always been again, when music became business, it's just been a cash grab. And people that know me, I always gotta play devil's advocate, because when, like, you know, people get mixed up with playing with catchy music and also TikTok music or fast consumption music. They get that confused. When we think of artists, like, you know, like sometimes, like Sabrina Carpenter is a good example from her Short and Sweet album. Those are just singles. Those are singles. Every single song on that album is just a single. Would you say that they're for a TikTok? No, they're catchy. They're fun. They're meant for you to get the earworm in you and, like, you know, and just, like, for you to get the rhythm, get the feel of the music, and then go in depthly on what she's talking about. That's same thing with Katy Perry. When she had her whole era of Teenage Dreams, that whole album is just full of singles. Good singles, well thought out singles, creative singles. But those aren't TikTok songs. Those aren't TikTok musics. I'm just a loser. That's a TikTok song. It's catchy. It's in my ear. But it's not working anything creative. I'm mad at Disney. That's TikTok music. So I think the question is not that, like, oh, people don't want to listen. People only want TikTok music. I disagree. I don't think that. I think people just don't know how to distinguish between music that is meant for consumption and to be thought about and to be digested, and music that, or not digested, music that, because sometimes music doesn't need to be digested, but don't know the difference between music that should be, that is quality, that takes time, that took art, that took magic, that took skill, and music that is strictly for TikTok or for fast consumption platforms like TikTok. So, yeah. So, that's, thank you to y'all over here listening to me. I hope y'all still awake. Wake up! Hey, yo, wake up, New York, stand up. I can't, y'all thought I was going to curse. I ain't going to curse. New York, D.C., DMV. Stand up. Yeah. Got my Crocs on. Got my New Balances on. That's a DMV thing. Got my New Balances on. Yeah. But yeah, I appreciate y'all listening. This has been a great show. I'm so excited to keep going. I'm going to do better with my posting and my advertising. I know y'all sick of just the pictures. I guess I'm going to get back in my TikTok bag. If y'all know me, I got a little TikTok bag, but then I stopped because, you know, the man started taking over TikTok and corrupting it. But I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back and I'm going to make more content just for y'all, because I really want this platform to grow. I really want this this to be more fun, be more inviting, more interactive. So stay tuned. You never know what you might see. Shoo. And the people that don't know, tell your friends. Tell them Jabari sent you. Yeah. Tell them Jabari sent you. But all right. I'm gonna play these last two songs, but I appreciate you listening on to the J-Files New Music Friday, FM and digital, WMUC, 90.5 radio. I'm just gonna switch every word up because I seem to not get them in order. And make sure to stay tuned next week, because I got myself a special guest, and we're gonna be talking about something that's funny, because we always talk about it. So stay tuned. It's going to be fun. All right. I'll see y'all next week. Deuces.
Quiero quedarme contigo esta noche. Tómate un chorro y no importa si no me conoces. Tú y yo bien encendidos, nos vamos pa'l bote. En Miami hay bebés y sos un bebesote. Aquí solo sale el sol si vos quieres. La toco toda, la siento, entiende. Estoy todo borrachito donde me ves. Me tiene viendo los colores en HD. Aquí solo sale el sol, si vos quieres, la toco toda, la siento, entrete, estoy todo borrachito, donde me ves, me tiene viendo los colores en si no me conoces. Tú y yo bien encendidos, nos vamos pa'l bote. En Miami hay bebés y sos un bebesote. Quiero quedarme contigo esta noche. Tómate un chorro y no importa si no me conoces. Tú y yo bien encendidos, nos vamos pa'l bote. En Miami hay bebés y sos un bebesote.
Talking to God, just need my peace. I had it hard, but I beat the streets. Hop out the car, swing my... Yeah, he probably a star, but he not me. I'm in this DDG. Told him we playing for keeps. I told you, stop playing with me. I send them killers, come lay when you sleep. I bought my Van Cleef. I ain't gotta talk, my band speak. Looking at songs, my fans leak. Let off some shots for your man's creep. Before I leave the crib, a new jam. When you see my hand read, don't act like we locked in. Or you my can, cause I'm not friendly. Somewhere in L.A. and bad.
So I really did that often. I remember I was shooting my shot and missing. I had to work on my offense. I ain't for the dog. And the step I left my paw print. Plus, I'm a millionaire with eight figures. That's the main reason. Please I don't compare us, we not them. Rolex, Master B, I'm a trump. Since 2014, but two turn for temp. Dunk on, and hang on the rim. Me and my squad will run the whole gym. Show you how to ball a, I'm a pimp. Big, so I walk with a limp. 4-1 on me like Sean Kemp. We in the field, but we score like the Celtics. Run down on knock off his helmet. We're two, knock out like Elvis. We grew up young and rebellious. Roll window low on the head like he don't need no assist. He getting selfish. Yes, your flaws don't exist. Act like you never see the, but I felt been talking to God, just need my peace. I had it hard, but I beat the streets. Hop out the car, swing my, yeah, he probably a star, but he not me. I'm in this DDG, told him we playing for key. I told you, stop playing with me. I said them killers come late when you sleep.
Thank God I had to kick in those. 2014, I lost my bro. He was outside, he was told him, but he act normal when we was at home. I deal with life on my own. Ain't got time to be talking on phones. Can't be crying, I'm way too grown. My heart too cold, that like stone. In and out of court, can't blame me, I blame my. My exes know that I ain't, but since I'm him, I still get picked. Since 19, I been got rich. I made M's off music. How you judge, but can't make hits. I hop on stage, the crowd get lit. They speak down, but jog my swag. I'm that, I can't get mad. Folks online, they touch their phone and speak on me, but don't touch grass.